In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Whatever is received according to the mode or the manner of the one receiving. This philosophical axiom, coined by Aristotle and brought to perfection in understanding through the angelic doctor St. Thomas Aquinas. Whatever is received according to the mode of the receiver. That is to say, it's not so much about what wishes to be given. It's saying something about the one receiving it. Think about it. I could sputter out once again that Latin phrase that I said in the beginning, and it would mean next to nothing to most of you. Why? Because you don't perhaps understand the Latin language. There's nothing wrong with the phrase. There's something wrong with the recipient. I could translate that phrase into English, and it perhaps, while repeating it, you might understand the words, but it might not do much good for you in understanding its magnitude and its relevance in your life. Because whatever is received according to the mode of the one receiving it. Mothers, you know this all too well. With your children, you know all too well that it is not enough to be right. What you wish to give to your children, there is nothing wrong with it, and oftentimes you are in fact right. But whatever is received according to the mode of the receiver. If I had a pitcher of pure water and I wanted to take a drink, but all I had was a filthy glass full of dirt, that when I pour that pure water into that filthy glass, the water that I will be consuming will indeed not be pure. It will be filthy. It will be mud. Not because of the quality of the water, but because of the quality of the recipient which received it. Friends, this philosophical axiom is the very essence of today's Holy Gospel and the message that Jesus Christ is trying desperately to teach to each one of you in order that His kingdom may flourish in your souls first, and then in the world in which He created and redeemed as a result. Whatever is received according to the mode of the receiver. Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself teaches us today that the seed that He wishes to give to each one of you in your souls is the very Word of God. The eternal Word of God made flesh at the moment of the Incarnation to be your divine Savior. There is nothing lacking in that seed. But perhaps there is something we can improve in the receiver. The soil upon which the seed falls, we must understand that our souls are in risk of all of these same dangers. The Word of God, when it is that it is sown in our souls, if our souls are hard, are cold, and concerned not with receiving with warmth, affection, and love that seed, we may be joyful at the onset, but because there is no moisture, and our reception of that seed is superficial and in vain. The plant that our Lord wishes to grow in our souls will wither and die, most certainly. If our souls are preoccupied, as our Lord himself forewarns, with the cares, the pleasures, and the riches of this world, my friends, your soul is growing amongst thorns. And while that seed may take root, that when it is at that moment that our Lord wishes for it to peek up its head for others to see and perhaps grow to be attracted to the very kingdom of God that it reveals, that because of the preoccupations in worldly affairs, caring more about the things of this life than the life to come, my friends, that plant will die. It will be suffocated because of the preoccupation of the things of this world. But our Lord assures us that if the Word of God, that is to say, Jesus Christ himself, as he wishes to enter into your souls to be your God, your Savior, if you provide for him a soul that is likened to good soil, receiving the Word of God with care, with reverence, with holy fear, with devotion, piety, and charity, you, my friends, will keep this word, and it will bear forth fruit 100-fold in patience. My dear friends, do not be daunted by the things outside of the walls of your soul, but take good care to nourish the soul, to nourish the soil of the soul, in order that it may in fact receive what God wishes to give to you. Whatever is received according to the manner of the recipient. Take care of your souls to receive what it is that God wishes to give to you. What then is the key to having one's soul prepared to receive what God wishes to give to you in order that it may in fact bear good fruit in patience? My friends, on this Sunday, look no further than to her whom our Lord Jesus Christ himself honors with the very words he concludes today's Holy Gospel. Blessed is she who received the Word of God and keeps it. The Most Holy Virgin Mary, our Blessed Mother, is our model and the perfection of the good soil, the good ground in which to receive the very Word of God and to nourish it, that it may bear fruit 100-fold in patience. She who conceived herself of the incarnate Word, that there within her virgin womb for 9 months that seed would be cultivated and nourished, in order that in the fullness of time she may bring him forth into the world, shooting up that shoot of Jesse into the world, in order that he may bear fruit abundantly for our salvation. That fruit which would be harvested nowhere else but on the cross, where it is that she stood in order to receive once more what her Lord Jesus Christ and her divine Son wished to give to her. She would receive it into her immaculate soul in order that the church may be born, in order that the kingdom of heaven would flourish and bear fruit in patience. We ourselves, dear faithful, cannot on our own cultivate this good soil necessary for our salvation, necessary for us to receive the Word of God and to keep it. As St. Paul reminds us today in his letter to the Corinthians, boast not in anything other than your own infirmities. We need help in order to cultivate our souls for Christ. Who else should we turn to than the Blessed Mother for help? Look at this statue, this beautiful statue here at the communion rail, where the Most Holy Virgin, our Blessed Mother, holds out to you the infant Jesus. That divine seed, the incarnate Word of God, just having begun to grow after coming forth from her virgin womb, that fertile soil. She holds him out to you in order that you may receive what she wishes to give to you and wishes to help you to cultivate in your own souls. When you approach this communion rail with humility, seek not ever to receive the very Word of God made flesh for you without first honoring her who can help you to receive it perfectly, in order that he may, in fact, in your souls, grow and flourish, and that through the sanctifying grace that he gives to you as a foretaste of the glory to come, that he may flourish within your souls to produce fruit 100-fold in patience, that at the end of your life, when it is that you offer to him your life on the cross that he has handed to you, that fruit may be harvested, and that fruit may bear seed of like kind, so that you may give to your children and your children's children unto the third and fourth generation the desire to honor our Blessed Mother, to have a true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that with her help and through her intercession, we may indeed be with her in that ineffable kingdom of heaven with the angels and saints to adore in the flesh the Word of God, whom we have received in good soil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.